Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Isn't it time you treated yourself to a day of fishing? If you can't get away just now, then the next best thing to do is read about it in the June issue of the Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. Managing editor Charles Lohrman.
June is a very good month to go fishing in Texas, and we have two articles that will help get people started. One is called Saltwater on a Shoestring, and it explains some of the ins and outs of getting started fishing along the coast, both off the jetties and then, say, on a kayak or wade fishing. It makes it clear that you don't have to spend a mint on gear. It can be a weekend trip that's fairly easy for anyone. And then another article is about the best state parks for fishing, and this covers the entire state. And one thing to remember is that there are no fishing licenses required in state parks, so you can essentially fish for free. For the urban readers, we have an interesting article on owl spotting, urban owls particularly, and it's a great family activity. You can go out with kids at night and in a lot of the parks and neighborhoods of most cities in Texas, and that's a great way to get youngsters started birding early.
The June issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine will be on newsstands soon. And now through June 30, get a free 12-month subscription to the magazine when you buy an annual State Parks Pass. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.